This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. 2 weeks after walking out on strike, some of the 48,000 academic workers at the University of California system have come to a tentative agreement with their employer. 12,000 postdoctoral scholars and researchers will get salary increases, more paid family leave, and free public transit passes. Other student workers in the UC system, though, including teaching assistants and graduate student instructors, have yet to come to terms. So all of the strikers are going to stay out for the time being. Labor leaders have called it the biggest strike higher ed in this country has ever seen. And as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, the ramifications could reach far beyond California.
Neil Sweeney is president of the Union of those postdoctoral scholars and academic researchers at the University of California. He was up until about 2 a.m. last night after negotiating that agreement with the school system. And now?
I feel tired right now, but...
Sweeney says the contract is historic and that it includes salary increases for most postdocs of at least 20%. He says that's the largest he's ever seen. And academic workers around the country have reached out to ask how the union did it.
I feel like I'm part of something larger than myself, something that's like going to be really significant moving forward.
The contract also has new protections for workers with disabilities and climate-related provisions, such as discounts on e-bikes. These are all things that could give ideas to student workers outside of California.
We're talking about so many students across the country, so many individuals who are in similar positions.
Sean Edmund Rogers studies labor relations as a professor at the University of Rhode Island. He says the current university model in the U.S. isn't sustainable for today's student workers.
Think about how many people don't make it through a graduate program because they can't make ends meet. And so you lose that person from the profession, and you potentially lose discoveries and innovation and creativity.
Even if academic workers don't decide to unionize, other university systems could make changes proactively based on what happens in California. Tim Kaine is a professor of higher education at the University of Georgia.
One of the effects that unions have are what we think of as spillover effects. Other organizations can look to what's coming out of the unionization effort at another campus and change their own conditions,
so that they can better compete for workers. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.